Good evening. There's a new version of TweetDeck out today, and an iPhone app, which seems to be pleasing a lot of people. TweetDeck is the most popular client for Twitter. And I've been talking to Ian Dodsworth, who created TweetDeck about a year ago. He's on the phone from New York, where he's attending the 140-character conference, and on Wednesday he'll be describing this new version of TweetDeck. But I was kind of intrigued by his blog note, which says that there's a bigger vision here of becoming a new browser for the real-time web. So I asked him what he meant by that, and this is what he had to say.
That is exactly it. Well, I think the difference here is stream data. I think that's what TweetDeck is all about. It's like, fair enough, you've got web browsers and you've got web pages and things like that. But TweetDeck is for me, especially since I've been using it all day, every day for the past kind of 11 months, as you'd expect. You know, it's become my browser in a big way. I mean, it's my sort of jumping off point now to everything else. And you know, you see more and more people pumping data into Twitter. You know, you see people that are sort of cutting down their email use, they're cutting down, you know, their use of RSS, that kind of thing. And I think this is, just for me, this is what it's become in a big way. And, you know, the people that, you know, I see using TweetDeck quite a lot, you know, they're they seem to be going down the same route. It's this stream data. And how do you consume all this in an efficient way? You know, you can't use a single column. I think you have to use an app, like a desktop app that really kind of, it does the one thing really well, which is the presentation of stream data in the way that you want to, you know, so it's an extensible UI.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's exactly what TweetDeck is. It is a real-time browser.
Right. So what's the logical progression then? I mean, you've got things like you could see video and pictures, obviously, within it. Is the next step, you know, a web page can be seen within it? Or, I mean, how are you going to progress?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly it. We're going to start to bring more and more things inside the actual inside TweetDeck itself. So that's a natural progression, because obviously people look at TweetDeck now and then it kind of is a little bit jarring to use TweetDeck and then to be thrown into Firefox to read something. I mean, it makes a lot more sense to start sort of putting everything into TweetDeck, and then if you explicitly want to go off to another browser to do something browser specific, then that's, you know, then that's fine. I think that fits. But if you literally just want to come in and read, you know, read extracts of information, things like that, you really don't need to actually load up a full, you know, conventional browser. You know, you should be able to pull this stuff up into TweetDeck. So that's very much a next step there. We're already playing videos. You can already record videos. I think being able to play music, because, you know, people are sharing music links via tweets. So being able to play that kind of stuff in line, if you like. I mean, it's just making you feel like you're in a browser, yeah, because you're not having this experience that's sort of interrupted all the time.
Right. And can that all be done on the Air platform, or will you have to become a standalone kind of browser-type program at some point, desktop program?
No, it could all be done in Air, for sure. I mean, there's always the question, you know, like, well, these native apps, they're shinier, you know, they're easier on your machine, which is all absolutely true. I mean, there's some really good points to having a native app. But at the same time, if we were doing native apps, we'd have to have, you know, at least two separate teams building for, you know, Mac and Windows platforms. You know, we'd have two different code bases, probably with different functionality, that kind of thing. And you wouldn't have TweetDeck as it is right now.
So that's Ian Dodsworth with his vision for a new browser for the real-time web, and talking a little about the new TweetDeck that's out today, Wednesday, and also available as an iPhone app. Good night.